Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw, everybody, broadcast every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Maybe you ask why you heard me laugh at the beginning, because it's good to be back. It's good to be live. It's good to bring you the best in relationship radio. I am your host, Michael T. My phenomenal co-host, the Candy Girl of comedy, Amira Ryan, could not be with us tonight. She's feeling under the weather. So, Amira, I want to give you a shout-out. I want to say that I hope you feel better, and I look forward to having you live in the Blog Talk Radio studios next week. So tonight, Michael T, your host, is going it alone, still doing it, still making it real, relevant, and raw. Let me give anybody listening tonight live our guest call-in number. Our guest call-in number is 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Let me invite you also tonight to become a follower of the show. How do I become a follower of the show, Mike? Well, all you have to do is this. Log on to our show page, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Click on the follow button, and you will become a follower of the show. Whenever the show is about to air, you will get a notification in your inbox. You can also message us. Go to that same show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw, and click on the message button, and you can send us a message. Maybe you have a question that you do not want to call in to talk about or to ask, and you want an answer. You want to share privately. You can message us. Maybe you have an idea for a show topic. You can message us, and we will consider your show topic. Finally tonight, I'm grateful for all of our followers, for those who are listening live, as well as those who are listening via archive. So tonight, live broadcast is show up as a grown-up, the key to a successful relationship. In her book, The Truth About Great Marriages, and this book was published several years ago, Dr. Robin Smith, who was and perhaps a friend of Oprah Winfrey, I want to give a shout-out to Ms. Winfrey and all the great things she is doing, including Super Soul Sunday. Dr. Robin Smith states that, among other keys to a successful marriage or relationship, two people must show up as grown-ups. Show up as a grown-up. How interesting of a concept is that? What does it mean to, quote-unquote, show up as a grown-up? How does one, quote-unquote, show up as a grown-up? Listen tonight, to those listening via the archive, whether you are engaged, interested in getting married one day, or dating, you will learn tonight, somebody say tonight, the answer to these, as well as other questions, as I, your host, Michael T, chop it up, break it down, and share other insight of real, relevant, and raw. So what we're going to do right now is go to song, Walk Away From Love by David Ruffin. Tonight's music, we'll do a little old school, a little new school, a little love song, a little hip-hop. We're just going to enjoy ourselves tonight. You're listening right now to your host, Michael Teague, on Real, Relevant, and Raw. We'll be right back with our topic tonight, show up as a grown-up.
take the place of you. It's just a feel that deals within me. Every time you touch my hand, and a dread that shakes my body, that even I don't understand. So I'm leaving.
We're back, and I'm listening to this song, Walk Away From Love, by David Ruffin, formerly part of the Temptations, one of the great voices of yesteryear, died so tragically, yet while he was alive, made some phenomenal music. And I want to start off our show tonight with David Ruffin, Walk Away From Love. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michael Teague. As I said when we started the show, that my phenomenal co-host, the Candy Girl of comedy, Amira Ryan, could not be with us tonight. She's feeling under the weather. So I am going it alone tonight, yet you are with me and I am with you. And tonight's topic is show up as a grown-up, the key to a successful relationship. And I say the key because as I've thought about what it takes to have a successful relationship, and a dating relationship is a relationship. A platonic relationship is a relationship, and a marital relationship, yes, is a relationship. And I thought about what's the key to a successful relationship. And I believe, and I hope that by the end of tonight, you will also agree with me that the key to a successful relationship is the two people entering into that relationship, both showing up as grown-ups. You see, because in any relationship, you can have two children showing up and entering into a relationship. And I believe that is not the optimal state unless they are, in fact, chronologically children. You also can have one adult and one child entering into a relationship. And I believe that also is not the optimal state. And I think if two children enter into a relationship, if you will, emotional children, if you will, that the relationship is going to have problems. And I believe if one adult, if you will, and one child shows up in a relationship, it's going to have problems. And I also believe, and this is borrowing a little bit of from transactional analysis, and you can Google that, Everett Burns was the creator of transactional analysis. He talks about the parent, the child, and the adult. And if one person's a parent, you ever been with someone and you feel parented by them. You don't feel loved by them. You don't feel like you're loving them. You don't feel like you're enjoying them or they're enjoying you. You feel like they're your parent. You ever been with someone like that? Well, I think if in a relationship, if a parent and a child enter into a relationship, emotional parent, if you will, emotional child, that there's gonna be problems. However, if two adults, two grown-ups, show up and enter into that relationship, then that relationship has the most likelihood of success. And how do I define success? Mutual enjoyment, mutual love, mutual partnership, mutual growth, and mutual fulfillment. So tonight I want to help you stack the deck in favor of you having that successful relationship. To that end, there are 10 things that I want you to think about. And I want you to ask yourself the question, am I ready to show up as a grown-up in my relationship? Because if you are ready to show up as a grown-up and you are seeking to enter into a relationship, I want to tell you tonight that you are stacking the deck in favor of having a successful relationship. But also, if you are in a relationship and after tonight you have decided, I want to show up as a grown-up, then you are also stacking the deck in favor of that relationship you are in. Maybe that marriage that you are in, you are stacking the deck in favor of having a successful relationship or marriage. I also have to tell you this. Tonight you may decide, you know what, Mike? I'm not ready to show up as a grown-up. So that may be an indication to you that you're really not ready for a relationship, because you know what? Relationships take work. Can they be enjoyable? Of course. Can they be mutually fulfilling? Of course. Can there be mutual growth and love and all of those kinds of things? Of course. Relationships take work. So you may decide, you know what? I'm not ready to cross that bridge yet. All right, now I got to say one more thing. Maybe you're in a relationship. And in our last show, we talked about Mira and I when it all goes on. And maybe it's not all going wrong, but you see some signs that things aren't going the way in which you want it to. Maybe this show will be the show that helps you decide, you know what, I'm not ready for a relationship right now. I know I'm in one. I'm not ready for one. Maybe I don't need to take this beyond the platonic level. Maybe I don't need to take this beyond the dating level. Now, this is hard, and I would hope that one would have decided long before they ever got engaged, and even if after they got engaged, before they got married, that they were ready for marriage, it may be the time for you to say, you know what? I'm not going to go there. I'm going to say this. Maybe tonight you'll say, you know what, if I'm going to stay married, I've got to show up as a grown-up. So 10 things. First of all, let me ask you a question. Am I ready, which you want to think about, am I ready to show up as a grown-up? The first thing you have to ask yourself, and I have to ask myself, are we ready to do? Am I ready to compromise? I know probably been with someone, maybe you're with someone right now, and I was with someone like this. It was either her way or the highway. There was no negotiating. There was no conversing about what she wanted versus what I wanted. And let me just say this. If two people are in a relationship, there are going to be some areas in which expectations converge, but there are also going to be some areas in which expectations diverge. And in those moments, are you willing to compromise? Listen, I'm not talking about which movie we're going to go see. I'm not talking about whether we're going to have Chinese food or Italian food for dinner. I'm talking about compromise. I'm talking about in some major areas. Are we going to relocate or are we going to stay in our particular state? Even though you may not like oral sex, maybe your partner likes oral sex. That is an area of compromise. Maybe the two of you considering marriage and you two are of different faiths. Maybe one is Christian, the other is Muslim. Maybe one is Jewish and the other one is Buddhist. Can you compromise surrounding how the children are going to be exposed to the two of your religions? Compromise. Compromise is giving up some of what you want so that you can get some of what you want. And I know that's like double talk, but let's think about it. That's what it's about. Are you ready to compromise? If you are ready to compromise, then you are on the path of showing up as an adult. But if you can say, hey, look, I'm not going to compromise, either it's my way or the highway, then maybe you are not ready to show up as a grown-up. Let's go to a song. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Michael T. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Tonight's topic is show up as a grown-up. Let's hear the next song. We'll be right back.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Bad moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yet I'm on, let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four track busting. Halfway across that city with the back question. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like this ceiling can't hold us. Like this ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like this ceiling can't hold us. Like this ceiling can't hold us.
Now, can I kick it? Thank you. Yeah, I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We raw. Gonna go off, gone. Deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now, sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like this feeling can't hold us. Like this feeling can't hold us.
And we go back.
This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like this feeling can't hold us. Like this feeling can't hold us.
But so we put
Macklemore can't hold us. And you know what? When you have decided to show up as a grown-up, when you've decided to compromise, you are well on your way to a successful relationship. But I believe that showing up as a grown-up is the key to a successful relationship. And you know what? When you've decided to show up as a grown-up, then you know what? Nobody can hold you back. I'm your host, Michael Teague. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Tonight's topic is show up as a grown-up, the key to a successful relationship. We started off by talking about, am I willing to compromise? And I want you to ask yourself this question. I want you to think about what I'm saying. Am I really ready to show up as a grown-up? So, number one, am I ready to compromise? Number two, am I willing to communicate even when it is difficult to do so? Am I willing to communicate? To talk honestly about what you are thinking and feeling with your partner, with your significant other, with your friend, with your spouse, and to listen. Oh, Mike, why did you have to say that? Do you know that you can hear someone but not listen? See, listening requires us to really care about what the other person is saying. And I'm not just talking theory. I'm talking about what can make or break a relationship. And I've known this for years. Three things that can make or break a relationship: communication, sex, and money. And I think in that order. Some would say money, money, money. Other people would say sex, sex, sex. Other people would say communication, sex, and money. However you rank them, it is widely established that communication, sex, and money are three components, elements that can make or break a relationship. Are you, and this is hard now, depending upon your family of origin, how you were raised, how you developed. Some people explode when they get angry. Other people shut down when they get angry. The ideal, and I have to put the ideal out there, is when you are angry, first of all, to calm down, because two people screaming at each other is not communicating. One person shutting down while the other person is talking is not communicating. But when in those moments when you're angry, in those moments when you're hurt, when you're disappointed, male or female, are you willing to communicate? As difficult as it may be, you may have to find the words. You may have to think through what you're going to say before you say it. You may have to rehearse what you're going to say and role play with somebody else before you say it to your spouse, your significant other, your friend, the person you just started dating. I'm telling you, when communication is absent, and by that I mean when talking, sharing, and listening is absent, then the relationship is bound to fail. And I'm sure you know people who are in this situation or who are just going to be unhappy. You know what? I'm the kind of person, and I've said this to other people in private conversation. I don't know if I've ever said it on radio. I'm going to say it now. I am not the one to endure unhappiness in a relationship eternally. And let me choose another word, because eternally implies after death and forever and all those kind of things, which I do believe in an afterlife. That said, I am not going to endure unhappiness for the foreseeable future in any relationship. If I can't make it right, then I'm going to walk away, because life is too short to spend the rest of my life, or more importantly, listening audience, Real, Relevant, and Raw family, you spend the rest of your life unhappy. And part of being happy in a relationship is communicating, being willing to both talk, to share your feelings, to share your thoughts, to share how that person made you feel, to share what you're going through, to share what you expect. See, we can't take any of these things for granted, male and female. And brothers, we have to learn how to share our expectations, because most women that I know and that I've been with, they're very, very astute at sharing how they feel, what they expect, what you did right, what you did wrong. And you know what? We need to become just as astute. So number two, are you willing to communicate? How about this? Number three, are you ready for a partnership? Because you know what? A relationship in its ideal state is a partnership. We both have strengths and weaknesses. We both should bring something to the table, so to speak. Our skill sets should complement each other. Our personalities should mesh. Two people should be able to work together to bring about a common good. And because the two of them have come together and worked together, they should be able to build something. I had a former significant other of mine say to me, either we are building something or we are not. And you know what? When she said that to me, it arrested my attention and it made me consider, what can I build with this person? And it really made me decide to be with her. And you know what? As a result, we really built something. And if she's listening, you know who you are. We're still cool today. That arrested my attention. In other words, what she was saying to me was, Mike, don't waste my time. I want someone that I can build something with. So either you and I are building something or we are not. So are you willing to be a partner? And being a partner means you can't think like a solo practitioner. You can't think like someone who's single because you're no longer single. You can't think only about yourself because it's not only about you. It's about you and that other person. It's about that other person and about you. So if you are ready to show up as a grown-up, ask yourself the question, am I ready to be a partner? Because if you're not ready to be a partner, then you're probably not ready for a relationship. Does that mean you're a bad person? No. Does that mean you're immature? No. You're just not ready to give up your self-interest. I don't think any relationship can be successful when both parties are solely about their own self-interest. Let's take a song break, y'all. I'm liking this show. Tonight's topic is show up as a grown-up, the key to a successful relationship. I'm your host, Michael Teague, and you're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw.
Love you too. Something happened.
Yeah, man, that was Earth, Wind, and Fire after the love is gone. But, you know, what do you do when the love is gone? Well, maybe ask yourself, was I willing to compromise? Was I ready to compromise? Was I willing to communicate? Was I ready for partnership? You're listening tonight to Real Relevant Raw. I'm your host, Michael T., my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy. Amir Ryans is under the weather. She could not be with us tonight. So I'm flying solo tonight, yet still keeping it real, relevant, and raw. Tonight's topic is show up as a grown-up, the key to a successful relationship. Let me give you that. Our call in number 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. And let me give myself a little pat on the back. These 10 items, these 10 things I created just based upon my own thinking about relationships that I've been in. Number one, am I ready to compromise? Number two, am I willing to communicate even when it is difficult to do so? Number three, am I ready for a partnership? Number four, am I ready to commit to the relationship, to the marriage? Listen, just because you're in a relationship does not mean you're committed to it. Let us not, ladies and gentlemen, let us not, Real Relevant and Raw family, let us not, my peoples, assume that because we're in a relationship that we're committed to. That's the whole notion of the jump off. We really ain't committed. And listen, I am not necessarily advocating for monogamy, but what I am saying is if you are posturing, if you will, it's not the right word, if you've given the other person the indication that you want to be monogamous, then at some point you and I have to commit. So are you willing to commit to the relationship or to the marriage? Are you willing? And let me, you know, I'm going to pause because commit, what does that really mean? I think, yes, it means be monogamous. Yet, how about this? Are you willing to invest yourself in the relationship? Are you ready to invest yourself in the marriage? Listen, just because you bought the ring or you received the ring, just because you hired a wedding planner, just because you had the wedding does not mean that you're committed to or invested in the marriage. Listen, if you're going to show up as a grown-up, grown-ups know how to invest themselves. Any of us who've been to college, you invested and I invested in a four-year education. I have a graduate degree. I went to divinity school. I had to invest in a three-year graduate degree. On the job, every day, I invest myself to achieve a return on my investment. There are many of us who have investments, so we invest our money in the hopes to get a return. So we put something in order to get something out. Likewise with the relationship. If you're not putting anything in, you cannot expect to get anything out. So I've got to ask you, are you ready to commit, to invest in the relationship or the marriage? Number five. Showing up as grown up. Am I willing to please my partner sexually and to be pleased? Because it is about you pleasing your partner. It's also about your partner pleasing you. So both of you can experience that mutual fulfillment that sex can bring, whether it's what you like doing foreplay, whether it's what positions you like, whether you like oral sex or anal sex or anything of that nature. Maybe you like toys. Listen, maybe you want to bring someone else into the sexual mix. Bottom line is, are you willing to please? So that means you got to look beyond yourself. That means you have to think about what it takes for your partner to be satisfied. But also, and I've been in this situation, you're so into pleasing your partner, you have to think about, well, man, what do I like? So it's a mutual kind of thing. So it's really a matter, if you're going to show up as a grown-up in relationships, it's really about a mutual and equal giving and receiving. And it's not for the immature, because you're advocating for your needs while seeking to meet the needs of the other. While seeking to meet the needs of the other, you're also advocating for your needs, and you're working at it. And you're being honest with yourself and with your partner regarding what you like and what you want. Like I said earlier in the show, life is too short not to get what you want. That's number five. Number one, am I ready to compromise? Number two, am I willing to communicate even when it is difficult to do so? Number three, am I ready for a partnership? Number four, am I ready to commit to the relationship marriage or marriage? Number five, am I willing to please and to be pleased sexually? Number six, am I willing to be honest? Listen. In my relationships, I've lied. Not all of them. Let me. I'm about to make a blanket statement. In a marital relationship, I lied. One of the worst things I could have done. And because I lied and I got caught in my lie, I learned. Notice, I said I learned that honesty is the best policy. Sometimes it's not easy to be honest now. I will be the first to tell you, not always easy to be honest, because you sometimes wonder, if I'm honest with this person about this, will they leave me? Well, if they do, maybe that's a sign that you should not have been together. Or if I'm honest with this person about how I really feel about them, about him or her, about things that they do, will they be offended or upset? Well, maybe so, but you have to take that risk, because authenticity is part of the relationship. Are you willing to be honest? I want to submit for your consideration that people who show up as grown up are honest. I didn't say it was going to be easy to be honest, but they're honest. You can share, you can speak the truth in love. And if you notice, if you find you're drifting in your relationship, you can always find your way back. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
and then they carried both of us away. We were so much better when we were together, baby. And I just can't let you step away.
Way back, everybody. Jaheim, you're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Relationship radio at its best. I'm your host tonight, flying solo, yet enjoying the flight, Michael T. Tonight's topic is show up as a grown-up, the key to a successful relationship. In her book, The Truth About Great Marriages, Dr. Robin Smith states that among other keys to a successful marriage, or, in my opinion, relationship, two people must show up as grown-ups. Now, what I've done tonight is I have presented to us the question that has a 10-component answer. Am I ready to show up as a grown-up? And we've talked about compromise, communication, partnership, commitment, sex, honesty. Now, we're going to look at four more, the last four components. If you are going to show up as a grown-up, you need to ask yourself the question, am I willing to be faithful? Yes, yes, yes. Are you willing to be faithful? Not cheat. Be monogamous. And listen, next week's show is entitled, Is Marriage Obsolete? I'm not going to take a position on that tonight, lest you think that I was born in a plastic bubble, lest you think that I have my head in the sand, which any of you who've been listening to the show know that my eyes are wide open. Do I know that people cheat? Obviously. I think part of what sells in reality TV or on reality TV is the jump off, the side piece, the one you cheat with. I get it. Yet if you are in a relationship with one person, well, I'm in a relationship with one person or in a marriage with one person, then it presupposes that I intend to be faithful. You know, I'm not going to assume that. So part of what I want to ask you in showing up as a grown-up is, do you intend to be faithful? Is it easy to be faithful? Absolutely not, because I think we're at a time in our history, in a society, in which sex is too easy to get. If you can't secure it in a friendship, maybe friends with benefits type arrangement, or in a dating relationship, in a committed relationship or a marriage, well, you could buy it. You could tailor make your bouquet. Both men and women. You understand what I'm saying? If you have the right price, you can have sex. And am I celebrating it? No. Am I advocating for it? No. I've got to name the reality, though, and that's the reality. Right? So it's about being faithful, unless we have decided that we're going to be in an open relationship. But that needs to be said. See, I think it's improper for you or I to give the other person the impression that we want to be faithful when we have no intentions of being faithful. So I want to suggest for your consideration that part of showing up as a grown-up is being faithful when that is what you are communicating, what you are portraying to the other individual. So if you're not willing to be faithful, if you don't think you can be faithful, then it's not to say that you're a bad person. It's not to say that you're immature. No, it's just saying to me that you're not ready for a relationship, at least not one that requires faithfulness. So are you willing to be faithful? Number eight, I'm going to read this. Am I willing to share and advocate for what I need as well as to meet the needs of the other? See, in adult relationships, I want you to understand this. I want you to see this. And it took me a while to get to this. In adult relationships, see, you are a vigorous advocate for what you want. And you're a vigorous advocate for what you expect. But you're also vigorously and assiduously committed to meeting the needs of the other. Listen, it's not an either or. It is a sad relationship when one person is given everything and the other person is taking everything. It's a sad relationship. If you're the one giving everything and the other person is taking everything, it's also a sad relationship if you're the one taking everything and the other person is giving everything. In adult relationships, when two people show up as grown-ups, you have the ability, this is communication, to share and advocate for what you need and to be committed to meeting the needs of the other. Number nine, am I willing to make sacrifices as necessary to make the relationship work? You're going to have to sacrifice some time to make this relationship work. Sacrifice some time. And you know what? Reality, you're going to have to sacrifice some money. You have to sacrifice some of your man cave time, your time out with the boys, your time out with the girls. Listen, and it can be enjoyable, and it can be a big payoff if you make that investment. But the reality is you and I are going to have to make some sacrifices in our relationships if they're going to work. Oh, I got to go to one more song, y'all. One more song. We have one more item to consider, one more component of this that will answer the question, am I ready to show up as a grown-up? But I got to go to one more song. I was going to play Disco Nights by GQ. That song's too long. I'm just going to play this song right now. I'm not even going to announce it. It's one of my favorite singers, one of my favorite songs. Listen, I'm Michael T, your host. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Tonight's topic is show up as a grown-up.
Yo, C. Yo, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out. You a good time.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
I'm here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
I was wondering if I could take you out.
Here is my number.
Call me.
And
don't forget,
my name is Charlie. Now I ain't got nobody to ride in my new coupe with. Ain't even got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just a one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone.
But here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
My name is
Charlie. Last name Wilson.
I was
Relevant Raw Studios with a smile on my face. That's my boy, Charlie Wilson. And Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band back in the 80s reinvented himself and hooked up with some of the hip-hop boys and just rebranded himself. Oh, man. And he just has that unique voice. Charlie! Last name list. Here's my manager's number. Here's my number. Here's my mama's number. He said, you can email me. Just find a way to get to me. I'm your host, Michael T. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw. Tonight's topic has been show up as a grown-up, the key to a successful relationship. I got to end with this. I've been flying solo tonight, as I told you, my phenomenal co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy, could not do the show tonight. She's feeling under the weather. Miss her. She'll be back next week. I've enjoyed flying solo tonight. This plane is about to come in for the landing. But of the 10 components to the answer to am I ready to show up as a grown-up, how about this, y'all? Listen to me. Am I willing to acknowledge, accept, and work on my baggage? All of us, yours truly included, have baggage. We have issues. We have growth areas. We have, I think, the newest politically correct way of saying it is we have opportunities for improvement. Yeah, all of that. Anger issues, self-esteem issues, jealousy issues, things that happen in our family of origin that have affected us. All that's baggage. All of it. Body image issues, whatever, sexual hang-ups, you name it. If you're going to show up as a grown-up, bottom line is this. You and I have got to acknowledge, accept, and work on our baggage. Acknowledge. You have baggage. Stop. Stop. I have baggage. You got to acknowledge that. Accept the fact. It doesn't make you any less of a human being to admit you have baggage. Yes, you do. Some people have a whole luggage rack worth of baggage. Multiple pieces of Samsonite luggage of baggage. You understand? Just admit you have it and then work on it. And if you can say yes, I want to say all 10 of these components. I'm going to run through them real fast. Compromise, communicate, partnership, commit, please and to be pleased sexually, to be honest, to be faithful, advocate what you want, for what you want, meet the needs of the other, make sacrifices, work on your baggage. If you can say yes, I'd say that 9 out of the 10, you are showing up as a grown-up and you are stacking the deck in favor of having that successful relationship. That's why I did the show tonight, because I want you to have a successful relationship. I want you to have a successful marriage. But in order to do that, my friend, you and I have got to show up as a grown-up. That's all for tonight. I'm your host, Michael T. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Relationship radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Block Talk Radio. Love you. Have a good night. See you next week, where our topic will be, is marriage obsolete? Good night.